We're going further back in time now for today's GeoQuiz. We are looking for the historic city that became the capital of the Roman Empire in the year 330. It once went by the name Byzantium. Now, here's a musical clue for you. This is the kind of music you might have heard in this city in the 6th century. Back then, it was a hub of culture and commerce and diplomacy. It bridges two continents. Still need a hint? Well, the city got its modern name in 1453. Can you come up with the city's once and current name? They both appear in a once popular song. We're going to give you the answer in just over a minute. But first, congratulations to Angela from Deerfield Beach, Florida, Lydia from Houston, and Paul from Anaheim, California. They already have the answer. They played our GeoQuiz texting game, and you can too. Just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866. You're listening to The World on PRI. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We have the story of a city in song. It's the largest city in what's now Turkey. The city was once called Constantinople, one of the answers to our GeoQuiz, and the other answer is Istanbul, the city's name since the 15th century. Now, some 2,000 years of musical history have been collected in a new 2-CD set. It's called A Story of the City, Constantinople, Istanbul. Mehmet Ali Salikol put together this collection. He began it with a piece of his own. Salikol says it's tough to know for certain, but he thinks this is what music may have sounded like in the city's pre-Christian period. So you're in your mind, as you wrote this piece and performed it, and by the way, what are you doing on this one? What are you playing?
I played the piano.
The piano. Mm-hmm. And that would have been what period? And
this is this that corresponds in some way to the unknown, musically unknown Hellenistic period.
Roughly.
Well, you're talking about before Christianity, you know, even before the Roman Empire occupation. Not Eastern Roman, not Byzantine, but before that.
And fast forward now then to the 14th century. Mm-hmm. This is
right before the Turkish occupation. This is pretty much the end of the Byzantine Empire.
How does this represent what was happening then?
Well, first of all, the richest repertoire that has handed down via both oral tradition and manuscript, in other words, notation, is Greek Orthodox church music, also known as Byzantine music. But this is sacred music repertoire. We have a good part of the repertoire coming from all a cappella men's singing, and therefore this track number 14, represents that tradition in a very honest way.
Would this have been done during religious ceremonies?
Absolutely, yes. This would have been sacred music and religious ceremonies and so on and so forth.
One of the instruments that we associate with music from this place is the oud. And this is the instrument that you play, or at least that you're going to be playing right now, because you have your oud, beautiful instrument in the studio. When did that start becoming popular?
Short-necked lutes, such as the oud, have been used in that region for who knows how long. You know, they must have gone beyond any well-known period. So it's hard to say that they became popular in this period. But we do know that in early Ottoman period, all the way up until 17th century, the oud was a popular instrument. So I did make use of the oud in our production, especially in CD2, when we start moving into Ottoman court music repertoire.
Court music being?
This is really Ottoman Turkish classical music repertoire.
Why don't you demonstrate now with the instrument?
Sure. I would like to bring in, since you're playing a lot of the written pieces, songs and compositions from the CD, one thing I wanted to demonstrate is improvisation, as it is very important in this region and its musical heritage. So what I'm going to do is start with my oud, And then also include a vocal improvisation. Improvisation, since is so very important in this tradition, both vocally and in terms of instrumentally, it has been featured numerous times. So I decided to demonstrate a little bit of that. That was a classical poem called a gazelle. The theme is just regular old secular love, but it is in measured rhyme. Therefore, there is a rhythm in the poem, which I actually follow in my vocal improvisation.
So if you play that again right now, would you sing it differently?
Of course. It is improvised, but doesn't mean that there are rules and regulations that I don't follow.
That's right.
Quite a few, in fact.
There is so much in Turkey and in Istanbul, not Constantinople, that is intertwined, politics and music and culture. What kind of shifts bring us to the present day? What kind of shifts are we seeing right now? And what's happening politically in Turkey? How is that affecting the music?
This change that we're seeing in Turkey today really goes back to when we have started seeing this mass immigration within Turkey from the rural areas into especially the bigger cities of Western Turkey, such as Istanbul. And this change in social demographics, they're bringing their culture, but they're making it become a new phase in the city's history and so on.
So what's recognizable in the music?
This is actually represented in track number 21 on CD number 2, which is the very last track. It is Turkish arabesque music. It is a kind of progressive pop genre. Really is a blend of Eastern Turkish and Arabic, actually, and Kurdish musics coming into and finding its unique voice in Istanbul and Western urban society of Turkey in the 60s and 70s. This track represents the beginning of this change that we're seeing, the urbanization of this new wave of immigrants. Bak arkadaş, bak şu yaraya, sanma silah değdi buraya, beni dünya bu hale koydu, beni derdiler bu hale koydu.
Mehmet Ali Sanlıkol is the musical director of A Story of the City, Constantinople, Istanbul. You can watch a web exclusive of Mehmet playing a folk tune on his oud. Just go to theworld.org. From the Nan and Bella Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
Beter vurdu, o da felekten beter vurdu.